Years ago, I got into a friend's vehicle and said to him, "You're gonna put on your seatbelt." And he said, "I'm not planning on having an accident." And I said to him, "Dave," which was his name, I said, "Dave, that's gotta be one of the dumbest statements I've ever heard in my life. I'm not planning on having an accident." You see, no accident is ever planned. If you don't believe me, check out the dictionary definition of accident. In fact, if you plan to have an accident and put accident on your insurance form, you'll probably end up in prison. Now, back in the 1980s, there was an advertisement on television that showed some dummies, crash dummies, having an accident. And this deep voice said, "What goes through the mind of a dummy if it's not wearing a seatbelt in a head-on collision?" Well, what does go through the mind of a dummy in a head-on collision if it's not wearing a seatbelt? And then the voice said, "The steering wheel." And that's what goes through the head of a dummy in a head-on collision if it's not wearing a seatbelt. And then it said, "Don't be a dummy. Buckle up." That's what's commonly called scare tactics, but nobody complained about scare tactics on an advertisement because it was a legitimate scare tactic. It is a fearful thing to have a steering wheel go through your forehead. Who would deny that? You see, there is a fear that's our friend. It's a fear that's for your self-preservation. There's a fear that says, "Don't step off a 1,000-foot cliff." There's a fear that says, "Hey, put on a parachute before you jump out of a plane 25,000 feet. Fear is your friend in some cases, not your enemy. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. There is the ultimate plea for self-preservation. Now, what does it mean by fall into the hands of the living God? Well, if you violate civil law, you fall into the hands of the judge. And the inference is that you don't place yourself in the hands of the judge, you fall into his hands. There is something happening beyond your control. And that is, the law puts you into the hands of the judge, and your fate is in his hands. And the Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. There is something that's out of your control going to happen to you after you die. You're going to stand before the living God, and the Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into his hands. Why? Because another law will put you there. It's called the law of sin and death. The moral law. The law that we commonly refer to as the Ten Commandments. So what I'm going to do is take you very briefly through that law, and I hope that your fear that causes self-preservation will kick in, and you'll see that that fear is your friend and not your enemy, and that you'll do something about it. Let's look at the 10th commandment. You shall not covet. Have you ever desired something belongs to somebody else? I mean, have you desired someone's husband, wife, their car, their house, desired to be rich? Well, you've broken the 10th commandment. You've been covetous. Or the 9th commandment, you shall not bear false witness. Have you ever told a lie? I'm not talking about a half-truth or a fib or an exaggeration. I'm talking about bearing false witness, sinning against your conscience, knowing the wrong and doing the wrong. Have you ever violated that commandment? Now listen to what the Bible says. All liars will have their part in the lake of fire. Does that scare you? It scares the living daylights out of me to know that God sees lying as an abomination. It's a detestable thing to tell a lie in the sight of God. And his judgment is that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. If you've lied once, you are a liar. Listen to your fears, because that's a fear for self-preservation. Or you shall not steal. Have you ever stolen something? Irrespective of its value, if you've stolen, you're a thief and you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Ever use God's name in vain? If you use God's name as a cuss word to express disgust, oh, that's a fearful thing. This is the God who created the lightning, the thunder. This is the God that made all things. He hears everything that's said. Nothing is hid from his eyes. And the Bible says, the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. What will you do on that day? Oh, folks, listen to your fears. That fear that's speaking to you now is your friend. Listen to it. Or the 7th commandment, you shall not commit adultery. But listen to what Jesus said. He said, but I say to you, whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Have you ever looked with lust? Then you've committed adultery in the sight of a holy God. Have you ever hated someone? The Bible says you're a murderer. Ever created a God in your own image? That has created a God in your mind you feel comfortable with? That's called idolatry, and it's a transgression of the second of the Ten Commandments. Or how about the first? You shall have no other gods before me. Do you love God above all things? Is he the focal point of your affections? Do you realize you were created for his pleasure? Did you know that? That's the purpose of your existence, for the pleasure of God. Does your life bring the God who created you pleasure? And if you're honest, you'll say, no, I've sinned against him. I've violated his commandments. And you realize that his wrath abides upon you, not his pleasure. And that if you die in your sins and God gives you justice and he judges you according to your sins, you'll end up in the lake of fire. And that's a fearful thing. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. The Apostle Paul said, wherefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And folks, will you be persuaded today? You say, to do what? Just to open your heart for a few moments and realize what God has done for you? This God, who is a God of justice, a God of righteousness, a God of holiness, is a God who is rich in mercy. And the Bible says he sent forth his Son, born of a virgin. Jesus Christ was God in human form, a perfect man who came to give his life as a sacrifice for the sin of the world. He came to lay his life down and take the punishment for the sins that you and I had committed. Oh, folks, God's love is so great for you and I that he created for himself a body and filled that body as a hand fills a glove for the specific purpose of suffering and dying for our sins, for paying our fine in his life's blood, so that we could leave the courtroom on the day of judgment, so that God could extend his mercy towards us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Folks, that's what God offers you, salvation from death and hell. Now listen to those fears. Listen to the voice of your conscience. Realize there is something in you that's God-given, and that's that little voice that says, oh, I don't want to die. And then do what the Bible says. Realize that God cared enough to make provision for your sins to be forgiven. He rose from the dead in Jesus Christ and defeated death. He rose from the dead on the third day. And now the grave has lost its sting, the Bible says. What you must do to partake in that gift of God's mercy, to receive his gift of everlasting life, is to repent. Turn from all sin and trust in Jesus Christ as you would trust a parachute to save you. Don't just believe in Jesus. Trust in him implicitly for your eternal salvation. And folks, the moment you do that, you have God's promise that you'll pass from death into life. Now, most people, the Bible says, will not listen. Like this man here, who's trying his best to distract this lady from hearing the gospel. Most people will not listen. The Bible says, straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Broad is the path that leads to destruction, and many go in that way. Folks, don't be deceived like most people. Cry, God, forgive me, open my eyes, open my heart. He'll transform you. You'll be born again with a new heart, new desires. You'll pass from darkness into light, from death into life.